concerned about this, but you know, I would frankly characterize their position as not up in arms, but skeptical. We have neighborhood activists wanting us to go a little faster, and we figured out ways to do this that that are as practical as possible. You know, back to Mike's comments. You know, frankly, I want it to be time-consuming, difficult, and expensive when we throw away 100 years of history. So that's okay with me. And yet we've also tried to mitigate those effects. Another talent of Susan's that's shown up in this issue is that she selects great staff, and I think Sean's done stellar work on this. And the third is that she's always finding money for things from other sources, including from DEQ in this case, to help advance the grants. So they've done a great job of leveraging the dollars that the council gave for what was a prototyping level work here into what's now going to be policy. So I just want to appreciate the good work that you've done, and that we've had a great process of involvement from the community, including the building community, in getting us to this point. So again, as I said at the outset, I would be inclined to go a little farther, faster, if I was left to my own devices, but I've been persuaded that I think the council should return to this question soon, but not necessarily start at a point where it would be questionable as to whether we would succeed. Steve?
I just wanted to thanks. By the way, I think classic Susan Anderson will become one of the highest terms of praise in the city.
It should be.
I want to thank Susan and Sean for all of their work in this very thoughtful proposal. Also want to thank Commissioner Fish for his suggestion, because I want to see deconstructions happen largely because of the climate benefits, and I think that reducing carbon emissions should be, to borrow a phrase from Star Trek, our prime directive. But I want it to actually work as a deconstruction program, so I think we need to be sensitive about the concerns that there won't be enough capacity in terms of contractors and workforce to actually get this done. And I think given that home builders are going to know sometime in advance what homes they're going to deconstruct, then they will know a couple of weeks in advance of the start date whether they're really running into problems. So Commissioner Fisher's suggestion that we get a report a couple of weeks before this actually goes live, I think, is a great way of addressing that concern. So thank you, Commissioner Fish.
Other comments or questions? Again, thank you all. Great hearing. This will come back on second reading next week. And we're going to take a 10-minute recess because our next item is a 4 o'clock time certain. So we'll see you in 10 minutes.
Did you already do it?
We had all these orange ones.
We've got a mess of other regular